Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, February 12th, 2019. Welcome to day 754. Negotiators in the House and Senate reached an agreement in principle to avoid another partial government shutdown. Details of the agreement have not yet been released, but the tentative deal does include $1.375 billion for 55 miles of fencing along the border. It does not include the $5.7 billion that Trump wanted for more than 200 miles of border wall. The border security spending agreement would also provide an additional $1.7 billion for other homeland security priorities like new technology and more customs officers. In order to avoid another government shutdown by the end of the week, the deal needs to be written into final legislation, passed by both the House and the Senate, and then signed into law by Trump. But it's unclear if Trump will accept the deal. Trump, meanwhile, says he's not happy with the tentative bipartisan border security deal, adding that it's not doing the trick. Trump did not commit to signing the spending measure if Congress passes it, but he did say, quote, "I don't think you're going to see another shutdown," end quote. He also did not rule out declaring a national emergency to secure funding for the wall. Quote, "I'm considering everything," end quote. At the same time, the White House is currently working on a plan that would redirect federal dollars to fund Trump's border wall without invoking a national emergency. The current plan involves taking money from two Army Corps of Engineers flood control projects in Northern California, as well as drawing from disaster relief funds that are intended to help California and Puerto Rico. The plan would also tap into Department of Defense funding. A former staff director for the House Appropriations Committee said the plan, quote, "will create a firestorm," end quote. Back on Capitol Hill, Senate Republicans are apparently livid with Trump's refusal to issue a report determining who is responsible for the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. The deadline was Friday for the White House to officially detail the role that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman played in Khashoggi's murder. On Friday, the Trump administration said it reserved the right to decline lawmakers' demands under the Magnitsky Act that Trump determine who is responsible for Khashoggi's murder inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Mike Pompeo also denied that the Trump administration is protecting Mohammed bin Salman, saying, quote, "America is not covering up for a murder," end quote. The CIA, however, has concluded that the Crown Prince personally ordered Khashoggi's killing. And finally, the Senate Intelligence Committee found no direct evidence of a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia. Quote, "We were never going to find a contract signed in blood saying, hey, Vlad, we're going to collude," one Democratic aide said. Democratic investigators in the Senate say that the more than 100 contacts between Trump's associates and various Russians show that the campaign was willing to accept help from a foreign adversary. Senate investigators also say they have uncovered facts that are yet to be made public. And in the polls, the Washington Post says 56% of Americans say they trust Robert Mueller's version of the facts over Trump's. 57% also believe that Mueller is mainly interested in finding out the truth instead of trying to hurt Trump politically. And now to the notables. 1. Michael Cohen postponed his planned appearance before the Senate Intelligence Committee because of post-surgery medical needs stemming from his recent shoulder surgery. 2. Companies are continuing to spend the corporate windfall from the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act on stock buybacks instead of wage increases and employee bonuses. 3. A small company in Switzerland is being investigated by Robert Mueller's team for its connection to a now-defunct Israeli social media manipulation company called PsyGroup, which created a plan to help Trump win the election in 2016. 4. A former White House aide is suing Donald Trump after Trump's campaign organization filed an arbitration against him, claiming that he violated an NDA that was signed during the 2016 presidential race by writing the tell-all book Team of Vipers. And finally, a BBC cameraman was violently pushed and shoved by a Trump supporter at a rally in El Paso. A man in a MAGA hat started screaming, "Fuck the media, fuck the media," after attempting to knock BBC cameraman Ron Skeens off balance while he was filming Trump's speech. The man was restrained and removed by security. Skeens says he is fine. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.